Children's health advocates, clergy, and lawmakers gathered in Philadelphia today to talk about the lead paint problems that are making city kids sick. They're reacting to reports in the Philadelphia Inquirer and Philadelphia Daily News showing the city is not fining landlords who fail to contain flaking lead paint in rental units. From WHYY's health desk, Tanya English reports.
Last year, about 2,700 Philadelphia children had a blood test that showed a harmful level of lead. While health concerns in Flint, Michigan were linked to unsafe pipes, in Philadelphia, flaking lead paint in older homes is the problem that most often causes lead poisoning. A 2012 law demands Philadelphia landlords certify units are lead safe if they're rented to families with small children. But city officials confirm what was first reported by the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News. No landlords have been fined under that law. Reverend Mark Tyler is senior pastor of Mother Bethel AME Church. He says the city must proactively protect children.
If you don't take care of the lead in the house, we should take the income. And if you want the money back, the rental income back, you've got to fix the problem. And if you don't fix the problem, they should then move towards seizing the property and selling it.
Attorney George Gould with Community Legal Services says the 2012 law could have made a big difference with follow-up.
The problem is a lot of landlords are not doing it.
He says he's been fighting for 40 years to get building owners to clean up their properties.
The sad part is much of this happens in, you know, poverty areas, minority areas in the city.
Lead poisoning can cause brain damage in very young children and delays in speech and hearing. Philadelphia officials say slashed federal funding and too few inspectors have made it hard to identify and pursue landlords. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.